in terms of the health sector itself, I mean, the first thing we had to do was rapidly scale up, rapidly develop testing capacity in Nigeria. And starting from zero, that is probably the first challenge we all face across the continent. And that's the biggest change that has happened since the Ebola outbreak and now is the coordination ability of the World Health Organization and the Africa CDC, who really came together in those early days to rapidly support us in developing testing capacity across the country. Obviously, that has developed at different paces in different countries, depending on their underlying infrastructure for laboratory diagnosis, which inevitably has an impact on the number of cases. So we now have 873 confirmed cases and affecting 26 states in Nigeria already. So you can see how diverse it is. It's a big country, 200 million people, one of the highest population densities in the world, some big cities, and the outbreak right now is driven by transmission in three big cities, Abuja, Lagos, and Kano. And the dynamics of controlling an outbreak in the cities, the mega cities that we have in Nigeria, really requires a certain extra set of skills, capacities. I've just come back from a tour of 9 states in Nigeria in 3 days, and it was incredibly, on one hand, reassuring seeing the efforts made by state governors across all the spectrums of the disease, from surveillance to lab diagnosis, risk communication, but also seeing the challenges they face. You know, in a city like Kano, it takes an extortionate amount of effort to build up the infrastructure for a response and to then deliver that across the state. So Lagos had, obviously, our first cases were in Lagos and Ogun. So they had the opportunity of learning quicker, and therefore they have developed a bit more. So now what we're trying to do is transfer some of the knowledge that we've gained in one state to another state to ramp up those capacities. So in a way, we're running against time. Our curve is going up. We're under pressure from the population, like Sunny said, in terms of enabling the population return to some semblance of normal life. People have to live every day and earn a living. But at the same time, we're confronted with this curve that is still on the escalation phase. So how to balance this will be a very difficult decision we will have to make in the next week. We're in the fourth week of a lockdown period across certain states, but almost every state in Nigeria has implemented some form of a lockdown already. So really, we are, in a way, we have to work with what we have. We wished we had a lot more laboratories functional. We wished we had all the care facilities, the ventilators that we need, but we simply don't. So, and the supply chain for many of these things are fragmented at the moment. So we're doing our very best to make the best out of what we have, make sure we get the best out of that, inform our population of what is happening. Every single day, we release an update on the number of tests, the number of new cases, their distribution. We have a website where we have implemented new guidelines. Today, we're releasing guidelines on COVID and pregnancy. So all sorts of complex issues that we've had to learn very quickly ourselves in collaboration with partners around the world and implement and translate it for our local context. This is a long haul for Nigeria. We're very aware of this, that it's going to be a marathon. And we are preparing ourselves for that long haul as we find this new pandemic in our own unique complex context, but beautiful country, Nigeria. So that's really what we're doing with the teams at the federal level and state levels across this country. But really, I think I just want to conclude that the collaboration across the continent has been incredible. You know, I have regular teleconferences with my colleagues in different leading centers like mine across the continent, coordinated by WHO Afro, as well as the Africa CDC. A lot of the test reagents are centrally procured and distributed, at least at the beginning. And now we're scaling up our own procurement processes. But we have relied heavily on a regional collaboration because we are all learning about this together.